This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, July 13th. God's word for you today is Bridegroom. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 16, verse 18, and it says, "Now I say to you that you are Peter, which means rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it." Four things that cannot be shaken. Number one is the throne of God. Number two is the word of God. Number three is the church of Jesus Christ. All the storms, gimmicks, and attacks of hell will not conquer the church of Jesus Christ. The church of Jesus is immovable. It cannot be shaken. Why? The church is built on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ, the revelation of Jesus as the Messiah. You need to understand that there is the visible church and there is a supernatural church. The visible church has expressions in different local churches. The supernatural church is unseen. It is the capital letter C church, and it represents all the body and the work of Jesus Christ on earth and in heaven. So there is a component of the church that cannot be seen, and that component cannot be destroyed. The visible and physical church, however, can be shaken, but the supernatural church, which is unseen, cannot be touched. That is why, despite all the killings of Christians in the world, the supernatural church is intact, and you see a fresh flow of the power of God. The church of Jesus Christ is absolutely unstoppable. The church, which is the bride of Christ, is secure and abiding in the love of Christ. The husband of the church is alive and well. He will protect his bride. So, when people kick against the church, they are kicking against Christ. Jesus said to Paul on the way to Tarsus, "Why are you kicking against me, Saul?" Saul asked, "Who are you? I do not even know you. How can I kick against you?" Jesus said, "If you persecute my church, you're kicking against me." Jesus. Acts 9:1-5. Please read. The church cannot be shaken because the church is secure in the love of Jesus Christ, the husband of the church. Isaiah 54 verse 10 says, "Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you." This portion of scripture is talking about the nation of Israel, which is a physical representation, a type of the church. A lot of the promises to the nation of Israel apply to the church. And because you're a part of the church, God will have compassion on you in the name of Jesus. Jesus' unfailing love for you will not be shaken. So our response to the fact that the church of Jesus Christ cannot be shaken is we abide. We abide in the church. We abide in Him. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "He will come and save you. He will come and save you. Say to the weary one, your God will surely come. He will come and save you." Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.